December 2nd, and it is 3 o'clock. I am opening this lodging tax meeting, and in attendance is Dottie Chandler, Doug Woods, Doug Merriman, and Mayor Johnson. And Doug, I am going to turn it over to you to lead us through this process.
Okay. We've all been through this many times before. So what I'm looking at right now is we have a tabulation sheet you guys may have in your information. It just shows a listing of all the requests. And I'm seeing about $45,000 in requests that came in. And normally we have about, I think it's around $20,000 a year. We do have a little money. Most likely we'll have some left over from 2020. Because there were some events that didn't happen. So we probably have, you know, we could count on at least a couple $1,000s extra, probably that won't be used, that we could put towards 2021 if we need it. So we have about twice as much in requests as we do funds. So as always, it's the fun part of how do we come up with a method to get, if we want everybody to get a little something or what do you guys think? So I don't know, Dottie or Doug.
Last year we did $30,350. And didn't we have a little extra left over to carry on to 2021?
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to do a quick check with finance and see if they can tell me how much has come in this year. And that'll take me probably 30 seconds here to do that.
Okay.
Okay. And did we give out the funds this year? I know I didn't request our 7,000 because we didn't do anything. So I thought, even though I had done some advertising, I thought, no, I'm not doing that. It just didn't seem right to me.
Yeah, we just had a couple small ones come in, and then the Chamber of Commerce, because their agreement's a little bit different, they did receive some funding for the tourism center.
Okay.
So I'll be right back in a second here.
You know, I don't recall that we had money left over because I thought that we decided to go ahead and dispense it.
I wasn't sure if we had like 1,000 or a couple hundred or something. I wasn't sure.
Because we increased what I think the chamber was asking. We did increase some of them over and above what they were asking, or maybe what they were asking we couldn't fulfill, but we gave what we had.
Well, I noticed this year there quite a few of them are increasing.
Yeah.
So Doug's back. I didn't get picked up on the call.
Requesting increases.
Yeah, but I know because I looked at the numbers a couple days ago. I think the chambers received about 11,000. This year. There were a couple others, but it was probably only a couple $100s. So out of that 30,000, you know, at most we've probably spent maybe 13, 14, just as a rough guess.
Did the riding club come in? Was it paid out? I know he requested it. You know, we're one of the unusual ones who, you know, we own property and have to maintain property year round, even though we have no income. So it really helps us.
Yeah. And Doug, I think you guys did send one in and we did pay out some of that. I think there were a few things that we couldn't cover, but that was okay. I think everybody kind of knew those were ones.
Right.
But I think you guys got pretty close to what your ask was.
Okay. It's hard, difficult. We haven't even had meetings, you know, as much as normal. It's hard to know who's doing what.
Yeah.
Well, my philosophy, I'll just give it right now in case something happens, is I like to see the funds go to the organizations who are manned strictly by volunteer and donation, as opposed to, you know, some of the city dog parks and different taxpayer funded things, because, you know, that's one thing that, you know, there are generally taxpayers funding that do a lot of those things, and as opposed to all volunteers like the Logger Rodeo and, you know, the farmers market and us, you know, ours is all volunteers. So that's my basic philosophy on it.
Yeah. And one of the things I've seen working with other cities on their lodging tax is many times when the city has something they'd like to do, they might bring that request forward to the committee outside of this grant program.
Yeah.
That way it's not competing for the same money.
Yeah.
That might be something for the city to consider.
Sure.
So, Doug, do we know how much we're actually dealing with? Is it? Because not all the money did go out. Do you know who has?
Yeah. So I think we were looking at maybe a month or so ago, we were going to be a little over 20,000 coming in this year. Our numbers were down somewhat because of COVID, basically. But we do have probably, you know, 15,000 left on the table that didn't get spent this last year. Okay. And as long as nobody comes in at the 12th hour wanting a payment for something, that should hold. And I don't see that happening.
Okay. What if we worked through this all last year? What if we just did a reset to where we were last year?
Yeah. I think that would actually, if we just mirrored that, that would be fine. We'd have the funding to do that.
That would kind of be my recommendation, just not seeing everything, but you know, it's kind of what we did last year. We didn't have a rodeo, so we just kind of reset for the next year, you know. Because we none of us know what's going to happen this next year either.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're suggesting that we just go with the same numbers that we used for 2020?
If there are sufficient numbers to cover it, I think it was a pretty fair allocation last year.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and we would have the funding for that.
That would kind of be my initial recommendation.
That's what I was thinking also.
Okay. I'm good with that. I think that's a great way to handle it, especially since there is money that's on the table that wasn't requested this past year.
Okay,
so in that case, we do have a quorum. So if you guys want to make a motion and vote on that, then we can move forward.
I make a motion that we disperse the funds the same as last year's 2020.
I'll second it.
Okay. And I guess I would ask any further discussion. And hearing none, then all in favor, say aye.
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 And then any opposed, same sign. And the ayes have it. So Mary Johnson, I'll go ahead and turn that back over to you then.
Yeah, so I'll just go ahead and close the meeting then, unless there's anything else. Is there anything for the good of the order?
Nope.
I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I don't know if I'm going to see any of you, but I hope you have a great Christmas. Stay safe. And here's hoping that next year we'll be back on track for all of our events. Let's hope that happens.
Absolutely.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You guys have a good holiday.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Close this meeting. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks.